Welcome to Not That Girl Anymore, part of the Liminal Network. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon. This is more than a podcast. It's a sisterhood. We're reclaiming our voices, our worth, and our lives, one story, one truth, one brave step at a time. Hey, friends. Welcome back to Not That Girl Anymore. I'm your host, Dawn Bouillon, trauma therapist and coach, and the founder here of Embrace Your Brave. So I have had Brooke on the podcast. This is your third time, Brooke. I think you might be liking it around here.
I do.
But what do we want to talk about today, Brooke? What you got up your sleeve? What are you thinking?
I love talking about community. I know that unity in this a big topic of mine, and unity is in community.
Yeah.
But one thing that a lot of people don't talk about is healing in community.
Yeah.
And how community really amplifies healing.
Oh.
What have you seen on your end when something like about that?
I think it's like one of the most important pieces of it, like ever. Because we really don't heal in isolation. But like there's something about being surrounded by people that see you and understand you and like get it, you know, that just removes that aloneness, and it feels like empowering. It feels like you matter. And like, oh, some of the groups that I have been a part of have been some of the most empowering spaces ever. And it's not because everybody's the same and everybody's on the same level of healing or recovery or anything, but it's actually like it's because those people are where they are and they're bringing their full authentic selves to the group, and together we're figuring out how to be there for each other and hold each other up and cheer each other on. And you know, like, so it's there is so much power in community. Like there's so much like power in authenticity and community. So,
ooh, I love how you threw that authenticity in there at the end, because isn't that the truth? You know, one thing that I've noticed about myself when I'm in a community, a learning environment, personal growth, therapy, whatever community that is I'm in, when I hear other people talk about their stuff, it's sometimes easier for me to identify with that part that I might not have otherwise seen.
Yes. Yeah. It gives you permission to look at yourself, right? And to be like, oh, actually me too. I didn't know anybody else thought that or felt that way, but I do feel that way. So it invites you into that intimate space of like, oh, I'm not alone, you know?
It sure does. And I've been in a lot of community. That's kind of like kind of my work and what I love.
Yeah.
I have a vision that all these communities that are helping, impactful communities, all keep their own identity, but yet they intertwine and impact each other infinitely.
Yeah.
And and in that you meet so many people and you get so much perspective. What I have recently learned is even introverts can get a lot out of community. They just need the space to open up, and they need a specific question. They might not be the ones that just jump. You know, you get into a community and we're all like, blah, 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 we're talking and, you know, everybody's, you know, giving their feedback, but yet they have to specifically be asked a question. But in that question, a lot will come out, and then they see how it impacts other people and spawns more questions.
Yes.
So even introverts can enjoy community.
Oh, I think introverts would even value safe community, authentic community, you know, even more than most, because we need that connection just as much as the extroverts, but we don't want to just talk about the weather, you know. It's more like we want to have meaningful connection, you know. And so it's sometimes those smaller spaces and communities that feel safe and authentic, your little introverts will come out and come alive, and you're like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know that was a part of you that just needed to be nourished and feel safe and brought up, brought out.
The reasons why healing happens faster when you're not alone. Because I wanted to dive into this, because I just have maybe, my perspective. I wanted to dive into some science behind it, right? And we talk about when someone shares their story, it does normalize it, right? It normalizes your own experience when someone else is sharing their story. And when you feel seen, your nervous system actually calms down. And that was one I had never thought of. And I've done this a lot in groups, but I didn't look at it as a reason as much. But when you say it out loud and it's reflected back, it actually, you believe it faster.
That's very powerful. Absolutely. And I think even necessary. I think that's where it's not even just like a want for a co community, it's a need for safe community for each other.
Yes. Listen to this one that makes so much sense to me, and I never thought about it before. Most wounds happen in relationship, so they heal best in relationship.
Yes, that actually was something that I heard in grad school, right? We're wounded in relationship, but we're also healed in relationship. And so that's actually what is going to heal us is by having a corrective experience with other people in relationship. It's powerful.
Yeah. And when you sometimes when you have one coach or one person that you're talking to, whether it's a friend, a therapist, a coach, or whatever, it is one therapist that you're bouncing off of, right? And that person is a well-trained one like yourself. It holds lots of different perspectives. But in general, it's a one perspective. And when you're in community, you have dozens of perspectives and you can find what aligns and relatable inside this little incubator.
And I think that's one of the things I love about group and just kind of that concept of like everybody matters. Like each person matters, their individuality. And so it's really discovering like what it is with them that they're bringing into the room, right? What it is, not trying to make all of us the same. The beauty is actually in the diversity. The beauty is in all the different stories represented, right? All of that. It's like bringing that forward because it's like you matter. Like, and being able to treat those people and give them that space for them to matter and for us all to learn and like be better because of what they bring to the table. I think every person holds that.
Ooh,
Give
yes.
them
Ooh.
space to bring it.
This is so juicy.
I know.
Another thing that came up on that research was that it unlocks faster pattern recognition. I was like, ooh, I can understand that. I never thought about it. But when I started working with lots of groups and I started seeing how things work in these patterns, and I never would have been able to articulate that or identify it quite like that. But that's what I was noticing.
Well, and especially like a lot of the groups, like the narcissistic groups, like when you hear someone else talk about something and you can see it like so clearly in their life, and you're like, oh, I didn't realize that I'm doing the same exact thing in this relationship over here. But the way they said it, now I see it. And now I'm like,
100%. That's what I meant by when I particularly learn better when I'm hearing someone else tell their story, I self-identify in it. Like I'm like, that's what I'm doing over there. When I might not have noticed it if I was bouncing back and forth. We could go on and on about this. And I also know that you have something coming up. Just so happens you got community all around you. And you're launching something pretty fun for some very beautiful, wise women around you.
I am very excited about this, Brooke, because I've been trying to figure this out for a while, like how to create this space for the women that I know that need it. And so I am starting these groups that I'm going to offer one locally, like for the people in Lafayette, Louisiana, that is specific for people that are experiencing these relationships of narcissistic abuse. It's called Reclaiming You. And I got this like just urge to want to do this because I know what it's like to be so alone in these relationships. It is the most isolating experience. And then a lot of times people can't find a therapist that even understands it, or they do go to someone that doesn't understand it and kind of deepens the isolation and deepens the pain. And so I'm just wanting to create a space where people can find, safe community, but also education around it and empowerment that, you don't have to stay stuck and stay alone in it. So when I first launched that on my social media, I also had people saying, "Are you doing this online?" And I was like, "Actually, yes." And so I'm also going to be offering those virtually. So I'm going to be offering like a lunchtime option during the week, and then like a Wednesday night option in the evening. And these will be just ongoing that people can drop in to, right? Just try it out. But then the people that are in need of more support, I'm going to do like a membership that they can come to any of the meetings at any time. And so I'm super excited about that because I remember when I was in the thick of my situation, I needed support, but I kind of needed it to be spread out. Like I needed but no more than like 3 days apart or something, And so that's kind of what I'm thinking. Like people are going to be at di different levels in their story of like where they are and what support they need, but I want them to have access to it.
If someone didn't self-identify as someone who is with a narcissist or who has been with a narcissist, would they still benefit by joining this group?
Yeah, and it's not just like romantic relationships. It can be parents. It can be like any relationship, churches, pastor. Like it can be any relationship that you're experiencing emotional abuse, right? Or psychological abuse. We're just learning more and more that this narcissistic abuse is like all of the abuses pushed into one that confuse the hell out of you. And you think that you're crazy and all of the, and so it's like all the abuses pushed together that make it very, very difficult to even see it and understand it and make sense of it. So more, it's more and more common. People just don't know the name of it, but once they learn what the behaviors are or what it looks like, that's my hope is that people will be able to recognize it and then be able to find the community, the safe place to talk about it, be seen, known, loved, cared for, empowered, whatever that is. That's my hope for this. It's something that, I needed. And now that I'm understanding that, I'm like, okay, I know there's so many women out there in this situation that just don't know, that it's available. So that's why I want to do that.
Awesome. I love that. And when, so where could they go to find more information about it?
You can go to my website, embraceyourbrave.org. And Brooke is my website designer and podcast producer and the mastermind behind all of that. So she will be making all that make sense and
It
accessible.
doesn't, it's my fault too. Awesome. Well, this is great. I love community. I don't need any reasons to understand why to join because I have had so many huge, impactful moments, not even just moments, time, sessions, thoughts. Like without community, I don't know where I would be. So I am a firm believer in it. I believe in it in so many ways. So definitely I would encourage anyone who's listening to go check it out. It's a
Yeah.
very affordable. It's a way to meet people, and it's a way to really excel healing in this world where chaos is crazy, chaos is going on, and we need people who are healthy and stable to hold the ground, hold the fort down.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's just so many beautiful people in the world, like, but we need each other. Like, let's tap into that. Let's
Yes.
heal, and let's heal the world.
Love it.
Right? So yeah, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope that you will look around and find your safe people and your safe places. And if this group is something that you are looking for, or you know someone that needs a group like this, that you will send them our way. And just remember, you matter, your story matters, your voice matters, your pain matters, your dreams matter, and you're not that girl anymore.
Friend, just a quick note. I am a licensed therapist, but this podcast isn't therapy. It's not meant to diagnose or treat anything. It's here to offer you support, encouragement, and real conversation. If you're struggling, please reach out to a trusted professional. You are not alone, and you are so worthy of healing. Even if your voice shakes, keep using it. Your healing matters. If you're ready to go deeper, you can book a session by clicking the link in the show notes or visiting our website, embraceyourbrave.org, to learn more about our therapy and trauma-informed coaching options. Let's explore how we can walk this journey together. You are not alone. Embrace your brave, sis. You're not that girl anymore.